views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Welcome to All About Real Estate. It is the end of March. Can't believe it. Gorgeous weather out there. We are going to be talking all about real estate. If you want to call in, our phone number is 410-922-6680. And this show is going to be all about real estate. We are going to talk today about a unique style, much more popular in the California areas, mid-century moderns, very contemporary, one of the unique styles that I happen to like here in our Baltimore area. I've got a very, very special home on Bywoods, which is in the Green Spring Valley, that is a mid-century modern home. I will be having it open next Sunday, which will be April the 7th, anybody wants to come by and see. And any other agents who may have comments about mid-century modern homes, you're welcome to call in. Call in number 410-922-6680. The one that I have is, oh my goodness, it's unique. It's interesting. In fact, I think maybe the seller might be calling in later in the program. I'm going to wait and let her tell us more about this specific home. What do you like about mid-century modern homes? They bring in natural light. They bring the indoors outside, the outside inside. They're very stylish with design. There are no frills. You don't see crown moldings. You don't see flowery curtains. It is a very simple style, very functional, open floor plans. They feel spacious. They feel inviting. They have a real connection to nature. Many of the mid-century homes incorporate the organic materials such as wood and stone and earthy color palettes, and you're not sure where the inside and the outside, but they meet. They're right there. Versatile. They are so versatile. Their designs are incredibly adaptable to all kinds of environments, whether urban settings or rural areas. The flexibility allows homeowners to find mid-century modern homes that fit their lifestyles. If you know of a mid-century modern that you're thinking of selling, I do have buyers for this style in all price ranges, in all areas. Again, if you've got a mid-century modern, very contemporary, or any kind of unique home, give me a call if you're thinking about selling it. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Let me tell you about a few other homes that I have before we get into more discussions about mid-century modern. I've got a listing that's two bedrooms, one and a half bath. It is a unit at Strathmore Towers, unit 403. It has lots of closets. It's got a balcony. It's got a chef's kitchen. And all utilities are included in that condo fee. If you're interested in a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath condo, give me a call. That is available right now. I have a small house that's coming on the market in the Glen Avenue Cross Country area. That's 21215. Just a little single-family house. It is going to need remodeling. Very adorable. if you're interested in it, give me a call. It's got gas heating, it's got central air, it's got a driveway, but it is a small home, which lots of people are looking for. The other home that I love to talk about is my 2007 Thistlewood, which is a colonial. It's in the park at Mount Washington. It's 4 to 5 bedrooms. It's in move-in condition. The laundry is upstairs. There's a double garage. And as I mentioned, this home is accessible. It has a large glass block shower room. And it also has an elevator, and it also has a ramp into the garage. Beautiful white colonial, 4 to 5 bedrooms in the Summit Park Elementary School District. If you're interested in 2007 Thistlewood, please give me a call. Another very lovely colonial home at 2322 Sugar Cone is a colonial. It has 5 to 6 bedrooms. It's got 3.5 baths. It is in the Greengate community. It's in move-in condition. The primary bedroom's got a spa area. The living room, dining room has a big open area, and it is beautifully landscaped. Again, that's at 2322 Sugar Cone Road. And those are just a few of the homes that I have that are ready for sale. And we have, are we ready? Okay. And we have, I'm delighted, Barbara, who is the owner of the home I was talking about. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Margaret. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I was trying to tell some of the wonderful features about your home at 1805 Bywoods, and I think it's going to be so much better letting you, the owner who lived there and loved there, tell us about your home and your words about living there and enjoying it.
Sure. Well, I love the openness, the airiness. I have lived in traditional homes where everything was very boxed in and there weren't, big panoramic views. My house is very expansive in the common areas. And, there are lots of windows and lots of wood surrounding us. And it's just a wonderful feeling every morning to get up and to see the nature outside, to see the light come in, to be able to see the seasons changing. We have a bird feeder outside of our master bedroom, and we lie in bed in the morning, and we can see the birds coming, and just all the space around us. It's a very lovely, uplifting feeling. It's a happy house.
You've been living in this house. Your house is so versatile. I mean, right now you are just the two of you living there. But when the blended family comes in, tell us about all the rooms and spaces you have for whether you're living there, whether you're a visitor, whether you're just company. I think it's one of the most creative uses of rooms that and of a home I've seen. So share that with us.
Sure. Well, when we moved into the house 25 years ago, we had our youngest was a fourth grader, and we had, nice big playroom in the bedroom. There's a master bedroom suite downstairs, but there's also a separate bedroom suite with 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a study or a play or a den area, all, self-contained. And so she could be in her bedroom with sleepover guests or with my older children who were freshmen in college at that point. And everybody could be busy in their own areas and not be bothering each other. it's real. Sometimes, especially when there are children in the family, it gets kind of noisy, and the adults want a place where they can be, where they can concentrate, where they can do whatever they need to do. We have a very large family room that we use is a family room / study upstairs as well. My husband and I each have expansive desk areas. There's a sectional sofa, a big screen TV, and a door that shuts it off from the rest of the house. You know, for us, it's been great for, you know, a quiet place where we could be when company or the kids were sleeping. My daughter actually in middle school and in high school hosted lots of sleepovers in that area, which was great. You know, as I mentioned, we have a great master bedroom suite downstairs that includes an exercise area and a very large area that could be another family room. And then we have a kitchen that functions beautifully, that has a sectional sofa in it, a large center island with up to seating for six, and then a breakfast room, kind of all year round room that we use for eating when we have smaller groups of people. And then there's a dining room also that's a good size. And then if you are a hobbyist or a car collector, there are expansive. There are three garages. Two, you go around the back of the house to access, so it doesn't look like a whole series of garages when you approach the house. But on the, you know, main entry area, driveway, there's a two-car garage that serves very well that comes into the hall kitchen area. So it's great for, you know, coming home from shopping and that sort of thing. And then around the back, there's actually a three-car garage and a one-car garage. So what more can I tell you? There are lots of spaces for lots of different kinds of activities. They're pretty flexible.
Tell us a little bit about the neighborhood, the convenience of the neighborhood, the HOA, what it's like living in. Basically, your home is quite secluded, but yet it is so close and convenient to just about everything you need. Share some of that.
Sure. Well, we are in Green Spring Valley, and we are about 5 minutes from Green Spring Station and the Beltway and 83. So I worked downtown for over 15 of the 25 years that I had lived in the house. And it took me about, 15 to 20 minutes to get all the way downtown for work, which was terrific. And, you know, it doesn't take much time to get up to Hunt Valley or, you know, anywhere in that vicinity. It's so close to, you know, the two major highways, the Beltway and 83. As far as the community, we are a gated community. The gates are open during the day, but they close at 7 o'clock at night, and they open at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's very private. I mean, many of our neighbors have dogs, so there are dog walkers, and there are just exercise walkers out in the evening, in the morning. You know, we often go for a walk after dinner. Again, all seasons of the year, feeling very comfortable. We call it our private park.
It is a private park, but what's so beautiful about your home is that it can be used in so many ways. As you were talking about the upstairs, where you've got the separate children's wing, four bedrooms, mm-hmm. two bathrooms, and a big office den there that's divided mm-hmm. by a bridge to the other great room there that you now use for offices, but it also has its own half bath in there. Such a versatile home. And actually, you never have to leave the first floor. It's one of the largest primary bedroom suites I've seen and most functional. And one of the main things that I love about your house, talking about bringing the outside in, is every single room on the first level has access to your deck.
It does. We have a very large deck. And it's just terrific. I mean, we've had some pretty big parties out there. Never wanted for space. It's also pretty quiet. you know, we face the woods, and actually our property is very deep. And so in the back of the space, you know, you feel like you are just in a place of your own. A portion of the deck has an awning structure over it. The awning goes down in the fall and comes up back up in the spring. We don't leave it up in the winter just because of possible snow, you know, collecting on it. It's probably going to go up in another couple of weeks. And again, we had a very large dining table out there. We do have lounge seating out there, and it's delightful in the nice weather to be outside. And because of the covering, the awnings, it can even be a light drizzle. We've had dinner parties out there and a light drizzle, and everybody's been very comfortable.
Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing your home in 1805 By Woods. Anybody who wants to see it can go to the website, go to margaretrome.com, or you can just Google the website 1805 By Woods. Look at all the pictures, and if you want to see it, give me a call or have your agents contact me. It is an exciting home to show, and I'm thrilled about having it open next Sunday. So, Barbara, thank you again for sharing your beautiful home. We are going to be stepping out for our first break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Call-in number is 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Keep-It-Up.com.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Oracine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Oracine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY. To grab Rescue Oracine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Our program today is on MCM, Mid-Century Modern Homes, very contemporary homes. And we have on the line now, we have a Steffi. Steffi, welcome to All About Real Estate.
Hi, Margaret. So nice to hear that you're talking about mid-century modern homes.
Well, I wrote a post on Active Rain, which you just heard the advertisement for, which you and I are both longtime members. And when I did some research, I saw that you also loved mid-century modern homes. And I thought maybe you would tell us a little bit about mid-century modern homes as they are in your area. You are in the Scottsdale, Arizona area, correct?
That is correct. I live in a city called Tempe, Arizona. And it's right next to Scottsdale. South Scottsdale has several neighborhoods with mid-century modern homes, and so does Tempe and downtown Phoenix and Canto area, several other areas near the Biltmore. So I sell in all those areas, and I seem to know very well the ones that are in Tempe.
Okay. Do you have some good experiences with the mid-century modern? Have you sold any that are outstanding for you more so than others?
They're all unique and outstanding, and they're so delightful. People love to visit mid-century modern homes. We have tours of those, not necessarily on the market always. But you mentioned the unique features, floor to ceiling windows, a lot of natural light through clear story windows. The spelling of clear story is kind of clerestory. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I didn't know how to pronounce this word. But these are windows that are close to the top of to the ceiling, and a lot of indirect light gets into the house through them because we have a lot of sun in Arizona, sometimes a lot more than we want inside. And I post on my blog site a lot of, on Active Rain, a lot of photos from the tours that I attend regularly of tours of mid-century modern homes, so you can see the type of windows I'm talking and the homes itself there.
Steffi, hold on. We have another caller. We have Alan May on the line. Let's join in, all three of us. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I've got you and I've got Steffi, and we're talking about mid-century modern homes and Active Rain and real estate, and I'm absolutely in my glory. So tell us what you know about mid-century modern.
Well, I don't know a great deal about them, but I do love them.
Okay.
I'm here in the Chicagoland area, and we don't have an enormous amount of mid-century modern, but we certainly love them, being the home of, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright and Mies van der Rohe.
Mm-hmm.
We see some remarkable examples of their work. And we also have, I'm up on the North Shore of Chicago, and we have some remarkable samples of Keck and Keck homes,
mm-hmm.
which are smaller mid-century modern homes that are surprisingly affordable.
Yes. They are getting quite expensive, but I think those homes, I'm not even sure we have any of those here.
I think it's fairly local, but they tend to be relatively small homes, two-bedroom, occasionally three-bedroom, generally around 1,000 square feet, and they're typically in the 600s, which for our area is pretty cheap.
That's pretty cheap for your area. So you really like looking at them, but you don't have that many of them in the Chicago area. We also in the Maryland area don't have that many. You know, we used to call them California contemporaries because that's where they all were. And I think since I started in real estate and before, the mid-century modern, the California contemporaries, the open concept has been one of the favorite homes for me to sell because there's not that many of them. And I think it takes a unique person to live in them. What I've found, Alan and Steffi, is when you have a couple that comes to see one of these houses and they fall in love with it, and then they have to bring back the mother-in-law or the sister-in-law or the family friend, that I hear comments from them, why don't you buy a real house? They and in Maryland, what they mean by a real house is the traditional three-story center hall brick colonial. That's what is the traditional home, and that's what most people really want. I think if you're moving to a town like Baltimore and you're only going to be here for a short time, that's probably the safest bet for you, is to buy that brick colonial with a side-loading two-car garage, which can always be sold. If you just want to live in a artful, magnificent place, then we have wonderful, unique people who go for these mid-century moderns. And I love that both of you, Steffi and Alan, who you guys have heard me talk about on Active Rain, this is how we get together. This is how we buy and sell real estate. Here I am sitting in Baltimore, and Steffi is in Tempe, and Alan is in Chicago. I mean, this is how we sell real estate, which not just our locals. So I do know that if I had a buyer going towards Steffi or Alan, I would send them there. The same way, if they had a buyer coming into Baltimore, knew someone selling in Baltimore, they would come to me. And that's the beauty of having this huge network of Active Rain people from all over the country. And we actually do meet every week on a Zoom call. So I really appreciate, do either one of you have any special homes in your areas that you'd like to tell? Maybe somebody's listening that that may want to buy in your area.
Who's up first, Steffi? You got something?
I actually don't have a mid-century modern home now, but those homes are so much in demand in our area that people Just to give you an idea, when there is a mid-century modern tour, the tickets, these are ticketed events, and about 1,000 tickets are sold for an event like that. The tickets go within a couple of hours after they are released, and that's it.
Who's sponsoring that?
Who is sponsoring
the tour? The tour of the mid-century modern.
There are several tours, and one of them is by architectural historian Allison King.
Okay.
And the other that is in South Scottsdale, it's organized by a group that I don't remember the name, but it's on my website, on my Active Rain blog. And that's how people see them. And many times the homes are sold to other people that value so much the mid-century modern floor plan and the features and functionality, they don't even go on the market. We write letters to the owners and let them know that we have buyers for this type of home. And people live in those homes for a very, very long time, like 30, 40 years.
Yep.
In
yep.
some of the neighborhoods where I sell in Tempe,
mm-hmm.
there are original owners that are in their 80s and 90s, and they've never lived elsewhere. They just love their home there.
Well, it's such a practical home to live in. Most of these wonderful contemporary mid-century moderns have the primary bedroom on that first floor. So it can be that forever home, and yet it's still plenty of room throughout the rest of the house when you've got the big family or you're bringing the boomerang kids back in or you're entertaining. It's such a versatile house. Alan, do you have anything special in your area? It doesn't even have to be mid-century that you'd like to tout that maybe somebody's listening?
As long as it doesn't have to be mid-century, I have a beautiful vintage condo that was built in the 20s, third floor walk-up close to the lakefront. That's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath in a vintage building that's been completely gut-rehabbed. And by that, I mean that the building's been gut-rehabbed, but all the vintage has stayed. So all new electric, all new plumbing, all new windows, laundry, air conditioning, all the amenities that you want with all the charm and character of a vintage building. It's almost 2,000 square feet, and it's charming, 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 listed for $669.
Well, what I love is
literally walk to the beach.
Wow. Anybody who's listening who wants to live or wants to sell in the Chicago area, you got to give Alan a call. And I'll tell you what, we'll give you all of those numbers. Alan, go ahead and tell people how we could reach you or how they could reach you right now.
I'm totally reachable at 847-924-3313. I'm with Jameson Sotheby's in Evanston, Illinois. And the property address is 240 Lee Street, Unit 3 in Evanston, Illinois, and listed for $669.
I love it. Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody listening to this show came and purchased your house? And Steffi, before we say goodbye to you, tell us how we can reach you.
My name is Steffi Christova, and I am with HomeSmart Elite Group, and my phone number is 602-710-8161.
Perfect.
Also, if you would like to see the photos of the mid-century homes, they are available on my Active Rain blog, and you just have to type Steffi and mid-century modern homes. And
I looked at some of them. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. Well, I thank you both so much for calling in and sharing, and I know I can always count on you, and I can always count on the Active Rain members to help with real estate to spread the word, to show how wonderful it is, to show the differences in it. And if anybody who's listening has any questions for either Steffi or for me or for Alan, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. You can reach us right now, 410-922-6680. Thank you both.
An approaching front is going to result in a windy and wet start to the week tomorrow before some drier and cooler air moves in on Tuesday. In the meantime, up to 79 this afternoon with a cloudy sky and winds out of the south, and then cloudy tonight with some showers after midnight at a low down to 62 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms will increase through the afternoon on Monday with some gusty winds and a high close to 78 degrees, and then cooler air pushes in behind the departing front Tuesday with a clearing trend and a high close to 58. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world. You hesitate, do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We have been talking about mid-century modern, very contemporary homes, lots of glass and natural materials. If you have one of these homes that you are thinking about selling, either now or in the future, I have got buyers who waiting for these unique properties. You can always reach me at 410-530-2400. And another person who chimed in on Active Rain about the mid-century modern was a real estate agent by the name of Tom Nelson. And he is in California, and he's talking about the different distinctive California moderns, the architecture, the Eichler homes, the open floor plans. And I just want to say thank you to Thomas Nelson for sharing his take on mid-century modern. It's such a beautiful community that our main goal is to make real estate better and to help buyers and sellers find the perfect homes and that they are really happy in them. So I just want to thank all of you who've commented about the mid-century modern who have been in my life for the last few decades, talking about real estate. We never, ever get tired of it. In fact, we still meet once a week on a Zoom, and we have a different conversation every single week. We are immersed in real estate. Now, if you want to build one of these big, gigantic, mid-century modern home, I may have the piece of land for you. I've got a piece of land in the Green Spring Valley that is over 7 acres, gorgeous land, some woods on it, a stream on it, flat level road on it, got some buildings on it, which you would probably remove. And this land could be your land to build either that mid-century modern home or a huge estate. It's got the room for it. It's got the location for it. It's got the privacy. Interested in building a large estate? If you're a builder, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. It's just so unusual to have such a private, convenient location in such a luxurious neighborhood. There just are not parcels of land like this around. This is very unique. This was in the family for well over 60 years. They grew up there. They played outside. I think last week we read their love letter. So again, there's so many different kinds of properties that we have, from the colonials to the small Cape Cods and fixer-uppers, to the condos, to the co-ops, to the land, to just so many styles. If you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, call your real estate agent. Let them know what you're looking for, because it's just really so much better if you've got somebody on your side who know what you're looking for, so that when that property comes up, they call you first and say, you know that mid-century modern, you know that colonial, you know that one with the big playground in the backyard, it's coming on the market. You can be one of the first people to get into it. And that's one of the main reasons for having a real estate agent on your side that's working just for you. Questions about that? Give me a call. You can always reach me, 410-530-2400. I need some properties. If you've got a Regency with a first floor bedroom, I've got buyers waiting for that. I'm looking for a Maryland farm that's got at least 10 acres. And I am looking for, as we're talking about today, a mid-century modern stone and glass rancher, and it must have a garage. If you've got any of these properties, give me a call. I would love to match you up, and we are going to step out, take a break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, Made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
We are Lions International, the world's largest service organization. We are volunteers committed to strengthening our communities and supporting those in need, one act of kindness at a time. For more than a century, Lions have been serving a world in need, right here in our community and around the world. Lions International makes the impossible possible. This is your invitation to join us, because the only thing missing from our mission to make a difference is you. Visit lionsclubs.org to find a local Lions Club near you.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Baltimore. You've been listening to All About Real Estate. I'm delighted to have had the callers we did. We had a homeowner who called in who told us about her very, very special mid-century modern home, of which I will be having an open house next Sunday. Any of you mid-century modern lovers or somebody who's just interested, what is a mid-century modern home? What does it look like? What are some of the features? I'd love to show you that. You can also look on my website, margaretrome.com, and you can see pictures if you don't want to come out. I want to thank Steffi from Tempe. I want to thank Alan from Chicago. What a neat thing to have the kind of support of real estate agents all around the country. And just so you know, no matter where you're moving, no matter what price range, no matter what style you want, we've got agents all around the country who know real estate, who are seasoned professionals. And if you need an attorney in another state or a lender in another state or any of these people that help you in real estate, again, maybe you've got something with an estate, or you've lost somebody and you don't know about probate, call any of us. We have the resources to share those various people with you. It's not just Baltimore real estate. It is all over the country. And I can't tell you how many times somebody from another state, whether it's Chicago or Arizona or Florida or Wisconsin, has called and said, I've got a buyer moving to Baltimore. Here's what they need. It is a great, wonderful way to network around the country with people who are moving here into Baltimore and knowing what they want and having the right kind of agents being able to show these people, your friends, your colleagues, how well we can service those people from out of town and for those we're sending to your area. So again, you can always give me a call to if you've got a buyer moving to Baltimore, if you've got somebody right now, if you're in Baltimore and you're thinking about moving to one of the other states, give me a call, just like Steffi, just like Alan. We've got these wonderful, wonderful, knowledgeable real estate agents all over the country, and I would just be delighted to give them somebody like you. And what's wonderful is that when I refer you to one of these members or one of these members are referred to me, we still stay in touch with you. We don't just say, okay, go see Jane Doe and she's going to help you find a house. We follow up with that. They are accountable to us. And what I say is, got to make sure that's a really, really good fit to have the right agent with the right buyers, the right personality. And sometimes there's no reason, there's nothing really specific, but I just say to them, you know what? Even if you don't like the color of their hair, which is going way, way overboard, whatever it is, there's a reason. If you're not comfortable with that person, let's get another one, because this is too important a decision when you're buying a house, when you're selling a house, not to have somebody on your side who truly believes in you. We are ready to say farewell the end of March. This is All About Real Estate. We'll see you next week, same time. And remember the mid-century modern home that we will be having an open on next week. Call me with any questions, 410-530-2400.
Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.